elevation view from down there so they can see where. Okay, we're leaving sea now, Mr.
Roger, now, and to rephrase the question earlier on the way back down, you might integrate any distinction in the lithology on the way back with a better sun angle, and you're free to take grab samples en route to where.
Okay. Al, I think that's weird. To the north, I mean just to the left of North Triplet. The North Triplet appears to me to be right behind the limb.
Yeah.
Agree?
It's halfway between those two large boulders and one way down.
Yeah, I think that's right. Uh-huh. That's what.
Okay.
Okay, these rocks, these boulders in this field here appear to be very weathered. Obviously not by atmosphere, but eroded by some process. Because they all show cracks, they show evidences of being broken up, either by impact or subsequently. And it looks to me as though these rocks are really pretty old.
Roger, Al, and do you have anything left on the 16mm, or has it been running on the net?
No, it hasn't. It might turn it on now and follow the progress.
Roger, Al. Taking any extra time, if you come across any boulders large enough, we might fill the comp check on the way down, if you hadn't already done that on the way up.
I don't think we're going to find any along our path big enough, Redo. The very largest ones are off to the right, south of us a bit. Got up the hill a bit more.
What's going on? Are you on the thing back there?
No.
Oh, okay.
You want me to hold you back?
That's right.
Back up, but you're going to go over here a minute.
And the texture here appears to be the regolith appears to be a lot of pebbles, approximately a quarter of an inch on down, that go along with the side, and the same textured pattern we spoke of before in photographs is also here.
Roger.
Stop here and see if you're really going to weird.
Yeah. Man, the limb doesn't seem like it's getting much closer.
Is that weird right down there, you think?
What? No. Weird is, the weird is almost due east of the limb.
And Alan Ed would like an EMU check.
It's the dude.
Okay, this is now 3.75 and 45%, and I'm in medium flow and I'm comfortable.
Okay, this is it. I'm on
3.75 min flow of 40%, and very comfortable. And there's where now you can see the triple crater in it. The white spot.
Right.
Got it?
Yep. But with the boulder in the near foreground.
Yep.
Okay, we're now out of the boulder field, Houston, and heading on down the flank.
Roger, Al.
Yeah, we just got a shot, got a sample of that baby right there. Let's grab some from that one.
Alright.
We're just going to get a quick grab here of a rock, and I'll photograph it because it's got some tremendous fillets on it. Don't hit the fillets until I photograph it.
Right.
Matter of fact, why don't you let me get a quick shot there?
Position-wise, you're past flank now, is that correct? Or at least the B position of flank?
flank yet. I'd say we're probably 15 minutes away from Weir. Can you get it on board?
Matter of fact, I think this is flank right here.
Get it on board.
I'll get your rock on board.
Okay, let's press.
Roger, and one other question, Tapir, is to check for the stratigraphy you reported earlier of the light gray white layer below the top. Did you see that exposed anywhere?
Okay, now we did not see that until we started approaching the edge of the Bulova field. There's no evidence of that at all that we noticed,
not down this far. One thing I did notice. Further outside of where we saw the white underneath, but it looked like an impact at either end of the white rock or it was a splatter of white. And it was just outside where Al was reporting that the underlying layer was white. Matter of fact, it's just sun angle is causing it. Right now, some of the spray that we're kicking up looks white underneath, but I'm convinced it's just the angle. I look back the other way, and it's not substantiated.
Roger, Ed.
Fred, at this point, and I'd say we're still probably about 10 minutes away from Weir.
Very good, Al. Looks, sounds like you're making a little better time going down than up.
Thank you.
wind.
Taking it back, Ray?
Yep.
Very, very soft to rock. Remember that crater? Plus another one fairly close to it with some crystal in it. Be flashing now, going in the bag.
15 in.
Okay.
Okay, copy. 15 in.
Stay in the rush?
Not quiet. Let me get it in there.
Stay behind you. We don't want to lose anything there.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we're doing right there.
Yeah, I'm going right for Wick. Head right for the big boulder, then we're right beyond it.
All right.
And grab samples at Weird, and we'll pick up most of our task that we had bypassed at E when we get the triplet.
Okay, I get the pay. I think the pay itself is right here.